Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
Oh, yeah.
I know it was the blood for me. Yeah. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, they pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side.
Positive confession. They believed that they could speak to mountains and mountains would disappear. But they also believed in the power of prayer. And in that day, if people had telephones, most of them, their telephones had party lines. And you were in good shape if you didn't have the one party on your line. Some lines had multiple parties. So they envisioned themselves having a straight line to heaven. And there was something about it that when they felt a Holy Ghost connection in their spirit, they heard the Holy Ghost say, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Evangelist Patricia Crutcher.
Yeah.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Radio. Host is none other than Overseer Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have another exciting topic that we will be bringing forth today. So put your seatbelt on and get ready, because I'm going to be asking you some things today. Are you wearing your protective gear? No matter where you are today, are you wearing your protective gear? And before we get into our broadcast, let's pray. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for what our ears will hear, dear Heavenly Father, our mind and hearts will receive today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the word of God that will go forth today. From your word, dear Heavenly Father, let us be able to speak what you have given us, dear Heavenly Father, through the power, the wisdom of the Holy Ghost, dear Heavenly Father. We rest willing to give us everything that we need today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, we're talking about the title is, Are You Wearing Your Protective Gear? And I know you're saying, what you mean about that? Well, just hold on to your seatbelt, because when I get through, you're going to have all of your protective gear on. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's coming from Ephesians 6. Tells us that we are in a spiritual fight with unseen forces. Just because we don't see them doesn't make them less or less dangerous or less worthy of our being equipped to resist them. We need some top quality protective gear. Protective equipment is used by our first responders, such as, and I'm going to give some example, like the police officer. He wears a protective gear. He wears a bulletproof vest. The firefighters, you know, the gears and the brigadier they have on. The football players, they wear those special helmets and things all on their arms and their legs and their knees, all type of pads, you know, all ready to wear protective gear to prevent injury. And when you think about that, you know, the protective equipment is used for first responders. And even children are required to wear a bike helmet as a protective gear for their short ride, just in case of an accident. One thing is for certain. Without protective gear, people would be needlessly injured, and others would not be able to do their job. And I'm going to give a good example. Just a week ago, approximately 2 weeks ago, to matter of fact, driving down the road, a car in the front of me, I'm behind it. The child in the car, which I didn't know was in the car, did not have her protective gear on. She didn't have a seatbelt on. She wasn't in a baby's car seat. Not a helmet or nothing on. And her door flew open. And when her door flew open, that child fell but held on enough to the door, the handle on the door. You see, that's why I'm telling you, are you wearing your protective gear today? No matter where you are, if you're driving down the road, do you have your seatbelt on? If you're a policeman in the car, do you have your bulletproof vest on? You don't know what you may come in contact with as you go. We're talking about protective gear in the natural, but now I'm just going to go to the spiritual. You know, just because we don't see them, that means we need to have them on. You know, the Apostle Paul lists our gear, and I'm going to list the gears, and then we're going to break it down. The helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shone with the gospel of peace. And don't forget, we have the truth. All of the gear is worn on the front of us. We are to stand and fight no matter what come up against us. So today, we're going to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We're going to put them on piece by piece today. So just stay tuned. Don't run away from your phone. if you're on your iPad, if you're on a computer, if you're on your regular phone or whatever means the computer you're listening to today, we're going to start off. Put on the full armor, which is enjoying a daily and an eternal love relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank him for what he has showed you in his word. Know the scriptures behind your prayer so that your words and faith are grounded in the authority of the Bible. You know, we'll start off with the belt of truth. Huh? I'm going to mix them up a little bit to see if you got your armor, your protective gear on today. The belt of truth, I'm glad you said that. Thank you, my Lord, for showing me the truth about myself, your plans, and your way. Thank you for reminding me that you, the only God, the creator of heaven and earth, the king of the universe, my Father who loves me, and my shepherd who leads me. You are my wisdom, my counsel, my hope, and my strength. You are everything I need each day. That's one, the belt of truth that go around your waist. Hallelujah. And for you that may not know, three of the key words we're using today in the topic is helmet, sword, and faith. And, you know, then I came up to the breastplate of righteousness. You know, I'm thanking God for showing me the truth about myself, that on my own I could never be good enough to live in his presence. I thank you for taking my sins to the cross and offering me your perfect righteousness, life. Lord, show me any sin that I may need to confess right now. We're talking about the breastplate. You want to be covered with the breastplate of righteousness. You know, you don't want nothing that would hinder you from being filled to overflow into with your spirit. Take time today for confession. Thank you for your forgiveness, me. Ask God to forgive you today and fulfilling you with your righteousness life. We're talking about the breastplate today because we need that breastplate on. We can't do nothing without that breastplate. And then we go to the helmet. I know you said, well, why didn't she start? I'm mixing them up to see if you got them all on today. Because we need every part of our armor on. And you know the helmet of salvation? That's thanking for promising me salvation both for today's battle and for eternity. My helmet is covering my head. Any fiery darts that sit to me, that's going to come, that'll hit, they won't even hit my head. If I fall in an accident, my head is protected. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. You know, you got to have your helmet on for that battle. When you leave home today, make sure you got your helmet of salvation on. And, you know, when you think about it, you want to go to that shield of faith. Ha! You know, I continue was trusting God, his word, and his promise. You know, trusting in self, inner wisdom, dreams, vision, God. God is cosmic, coincident. You know, that shield of faith. You cannot go without that faith today. You need that faith. You need to be living by faith. And which the word of God said, which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. Or the Son of God. You'll find that in Galatians 2 and 20. Then you can go on to Romans 4, 18 and 21. Then you can jump right on over there to Hebrews 11 and 1. And turn a little bit further. Go to 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. We're talking about, are you wearing your protective gear? You know, I went to verse 13 in Ephesians. And the word of God says, let me read it out of my Bible. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, may be able to withstand in the evil days and having done all to stand. That means you got to be the whatever crisis come in, a demand, you got to stand. You got to stand firmly in your place. You know, when the devil come against you, you must have on the complete armor of God if you are to resist the devil and do all God wants you to do. You must realize that what you do to overcome one crisis may not be the best way to handle the next crisis. You know, the solution to your problem is not in a certain method or procedure, but in the power God gives you to accomplish what he directs you to do. That means you need that power. You need that word. You need that Holy Ghost power with that word to take you through and wearing your protective gear. My. You know, I thought about that. When the devil come against you, the whole armor of God, we can't go out in battle with just part of the armor. We have to go out with all the armor. I know I mixed them up for you today, but I want to make sure you got your full armor on today. You know, the victory sword of the Spirit, God's word. God's words continually, spiritually, deception and acquisition. You know, the word became flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld his glory. You'll find that in John 1 and 14. Hebrews 4 and 12. Matthews 4, 2 through 13. I'm giving you some scriptures that you can go back and understand what I'm telling you today about. Are you wearing your protective gear? You got to have the full armor of God when you go out to fight the devil. Because he's going to come to you from the left, from the right, from side to side, and from the back. But you see, if you bullets got that full protection on, you see when he come from you, throw them fiery darts to the front, you bullet protected. You see when he go to move and trying to get to your side, you just do it. You a 360-degree turnaround. Just start turning, and you're still bullet protected because where he wanted to hit you this way, you're protected with this. You're protected with that one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus Christ and his blood, which cleanse us from the sin, the cross, which free us from bondage to self-nature, that's part of the breastplate of righteousness. You know, the natural, the goodness, the connection, and the sadness, and the sickness of all life. You need to be prepared today because you're going to have some fiery darts going to be sent to you. And you want to be fully protected with the word of God, first of all, and protect the truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. You need to have all of it. And when I get down to the shield of faith, you need that too, living by faith. You can't make it without living by faith from day to day. That's what's taking you is your faith, your peace with that. You know, you must realize that what you do to overcome one crisis might not be the best to handle the next. We're going to have crises that are going to come up against us every day. And if you don't have it today, just keep getting up saying good morning. It's coming. Yours is right down the road. Because the enemy ain't through with you yet. No matter when God is blessing you, he's got to get permission from Jesus. And he going to try to throw the kitchen zinc at you and everything. But when you know that you know the word of God, no matter what he's trying to do, he can't penetrate you wearing your protective gear today. You know, here we come to the sandal of peace. You know, when you walk, you want to walk with some good shoes. And I'm just using that literally. You want to thank him for the peace he gives you when I trust and follow him. He showed me how to help others find that peace. You know, so many people today don't know what peace is all about. It's so much going on in their lives and in the world that they're just tore up in the mind. Their mind needs to be transformed. You know, like I say, renewing of your mind, get in the scriptures. Find verses that will help you to keep that peace that passes all understanding that God has given to you. Because, I mean, as you pray, just start meditating. You can go into a peaceful situation or atmosphere. You don't want nothing to separate you from that peace, that love, and that joy that God have given you. You want to rejoice today. You want to stay calm. You refuse to be confused. You know, you want to be blessed. Calm down. You know, because so many things come, just a phone call can get you so uptight and give you an unshakable peace. But God said, and God's peace shall be yours. That's Christ's state of soul, assurance of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with this earthly life or whatever sort that it is, that peace which descends all understanding shall guard and mount God over your heart and mind. You know, even in these confusion and frightened times, God wants you to lead an abundant life, peace and joy. And when you think about it, you can even go to the fruits of the Spirit where they list everything. And when you work on developing the fruits in the good time, you have a reserve for difficulty time. We're still talking about peace. And as a child of God, you need to know how to be steady and stable. No matter what the situation that come up in your life, allow his peace to guard your heart and mind so you are prepared to handle times of crisis when they come. Some of you might be getting ready to go through some crisis right now. I'm hoping this broadcast will be able to help you in the peace department, knowing and having no doubt some tests you're going to come across today. But you're going to have the power to overcome it because you are protected by, you won't have no weakness. Your faith and trust is in God. You have the grace and you stay humble. And when you think about it, did I put on my armor of God before I left home this morning? When I got up to pray, did I start putting on my gear? Because the enemy going to try to attack you in your prayer. He going to try to attack you on your job, with loved ones. You got to be ready to have that protective gear on. And I have a lot of guests, people that's on today. If anyone would like to say something, please hit 1 on your keypad. I would love to hear from you today. The gear. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Come right on. Because it may be something you say that helps someone else that may be listening in today or may come to the archives later today on this broadcast, and we want this word to get out. Are you wearing your protective gear today? And if anyone would like to come on, just hit 1 on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. And I thank God for each one of you connected today on the broadcast. Hallelujah. Hold on. Somebody's calling the home phone. Hallelujah. Well, we're back. Hallelujah. We have people calling the home number to call in this morning. Are you wearing your protective gear? And when I thought about that, how much we go through in the course of a day, and when we don't put our gear on, how the enemy attacks us. He beat us up. You know, he just tried to have his way with us. But we need to keep our protective gear on. And in verse 16, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the furious darts of the wicked. That means we got to be prepared. Because the darts and the enemy is going to come from every way. And verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. My. We have to really watch what we say, what we do, where we go, because we want to be fully protected. And our topic for those just coming on, are you wearing your protective gear? And anyone that would like to come on, please dial 1 on your keypad. And if my voice is coming out strong, just let me know by hitting 1 on your keypad. If my voice is too low, because I'm not sure of my volume right now. But just in case, I'll just take a little minute break, and I'm going to play Jason Nelson, Shifting the Atmosphere, because we need the atmosphere to be shifted this morning.
Shifting the atmosphere.
One more time.
It's moving. Your worship has power. Whenever things don't feel like you think they should, don't get mad. Don't cuss nobody out. Don't hang up the phone. Worship. If you could just get you out of the way enough to lift your hands and say, God, I need you right here. You'll be shifting the atmosphere. Cried myself to sleep. Don't know where my son is. He's been gone for 3 days. I may call the police. Yeah. But before I do, I'm going to lift my hands. Because in my worship, they'll find him alive and well. And you'll be shifting the atmosphere. Pain in my body. Doctors don't know what it is. And they tell me, just take this medication, and that gives me another problem. And they say, take this, that, and that gives me another problem. But the next time I go to the doctor, before I walk in the room, I lift my hands. And I'll be shifting the atmosphere. Breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting. Shifting. Shifting the eyes.
Praise the Lord. And sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to shift. And for those that just coming on board, we are speaking today, are you wearing your protective gear? We're talking about putting on the whole armor of God. And for those that just come on, I just bring you up to date on what I was saying about the different gears that we wear. You know, we have the policemen that wear bulletproof vests. We have the firefighters that wear their helmets and everything and every gear. We have the football player that wear his helmet, knee pads, arm pads, and everything. Then we have the children that's required to put helmets on when they're riding their bikes, motor scooters, or their skateboard. Well, what about the Christian, those that's in the family of God? Are you wearing your protective gear today? And as I said earlier, your protective gear, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, and I will be shorn with the gospel of peace. And don't forget that we have the truth. All of the gears is worn on the front of us. We are to stand and fight. You know, and coming up to my closing, you know, Ephesians 6 and 11 was saying, let me go right on back from the word of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, we are to call to be soldiers in the army of God. Paul told Timothy that no soldier tangle with civilians' affairs, but his aim is to satisfy and please the one who he enlists. You'll find that in 2 Timothy 2 and 4. You know, likewise, as we serve the Lord, we should focus on his work, not our own concern. If we want to be a witness of God's power, we must first do what he says to do and show others. You know, we like to run off half-cocked, do what we want to do, but we ain't consulting God. Let's do what God say do, and we won't go wrong. You know, and as I mentioned earlier about the fruits that come from serving him, we do this by keeping our mind constantly on Jesus Christ. We must still handle the business of everyday life, But we are not to let the affairs of the world pull us down, because the enemy will try to pull you down daily. That's why we need to wear our protective gear. We need to keep ourselves suited up, girdled up, for when them fiery darts are sent against us. You know, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Thank him for the scriptures today. He has given us to memorize. You know, once we get those scriptures in us, we start memorizing them. Because sometimes things come up that we may not have our Bibles hanging. Hey, we might be standing in the grocery line, and God give us some discernment of somebody standing in front of us or somebody next to us. May need the word from the Lord. You may not have your Bible in hand, and you pull it right over. But if you got that word in your heart and in your mind, you can just touch that person and say, you know, God say thus and so. And God going to be working with that person's spirit, and then it going to quicken them. And they're going to look at you, and you may ask them that day, are you wearing your protective gear? And they may not even know what you're talking about. But if you start breaking down with that, why are you standing in the line trying to check out at the Walmart, at the Rounders, at the Kroger's, at the Kmart's, wherever you may be, you will be surprised where God will give you an opportune time and place to minister somebody. You may be standing up ready to get something to eat in a restaurant. And somebody might be going through so many things in their mind, and they don't know which way to go. And they think by coming around a lot of people sitting down eating, but you may just speak one word, the power of God's word to them, and break it down to them. In just a few short sentences, you'll be surprised how many people you will win over just by speaking the word of God. So today, are you wearing your protect? Are you suited up and ready to go out to battle? If I have anyone that's on the line today that would like to say anything on this topic, feel free to hit 1 on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have someone want to come in. Praise the Lord. Go right on in, Carla.
Yes. How are you?
Good morning. I am blessed. How are you?
I'm wonderful, enjoying this wonderful topic, and I totally agree. We must be suited up as we go out to do what God has called us to do. And about our everyday doings, we have to be. So I thank God that he has given us the armor, the clothing to put on, so that we'll be able to stand in these times. And I believe, Overseer, you asked a question about why things, not why, but when we look around and we see the body, and the body seems to be dysfunctional, I think perhaps it's because that sometimes the armor that we have on is not really ours. We have outgrown it because we have on the wrong armor. For instance, the police officers, we cannot wear the police officer's armor because we are not a police officer. And then sometimes we want to do what other people do, and we're not equipped to do that. But God told us that we have to have love one for another. I love this topic. It is one of my favorite scriptures. Ephesians is one of my favorite books, and I just wanted you to know that I am enjoying this day.
Well, thank you so much, Carla, for coming in and sharing with us your view, and we will want you to come back on again at another time. You're welcome, and I would like to invite you back one day. You might like to be a guest on the show, and we can discuss the topics, because I like to interact with people because I'm learning every day. This, you know, just because I'm in age don't mean a thing. You know, you can teach, as you know, the children say, you can teach a dog new tricks. Well, you can teach Overseer every day something new that she didn't know concerning the word of God. And,
Amen.
You know, I just thank you because, like you said, you know, we can have a protective gear on, but we can have the wrong gear on. Do we have the gear that God wants us to have on that day? You know, are we going by trying to get something somebody else got? Or something what God have given up? That will preach.
Yeah, and scripture back it up, Overseer, because when you look at David, going against Goliath, King Saul offered him his armor. But David said, oh, no, I can't wear this, because he had purpose, and we are designed. God has equipped us with purpose. And when we put on, as Paul said, the whole armor of God, and overseer, we have to tie that garment. When we go out with that garment on, we have to have what Jesus said. We have to have love one for another. We got to have love. And the love will be the last thing, the first and the last thing. But anyway, it's a great topic. I love God. I love you. I just love the Word of God. And thank you for letting me talk today.
Yes, ma'am. If it's anyone else would like to say something, we have about 3 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes. Just hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you today, because God is good. And when you think about wearing your protective gear, no matter where you may be going today, make sure you have your gear on. Double check from the scripture that you have gotten your rightful gear on that God has given you, because it is so important, because we are fighting against the enemy out there. When we leave our home, sometime in our home, we need to have our protective gear on. So until next week, we'll be having another exciting show. I thank everyone for coming on and staying on, tuning in. I saw a couple of people had to leave, but I thank God for all of you all that stayed on, because we never know when we're going to need that protective gear on, because the enemy is shooting them darts every kind of way, from the east, the north, the south, and the west, and we need to be protected from all hurt, harm, and danger, because the evil one is out there. So until next week, I want y'all to be blessed. I love you all, and ain't nothing you can do about it. So tune in next week for Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. Bye-bye, and have a wonderful and a blessed week. Talk to you next week. Love you.